Good morning. It is 10:46 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into the final segment today of Chamber Chat. I'm Danielle McFadden, President of the Chamber, joined by
Karen Bergeron, Vice President.
And I have a feeling that I'm not going to get much in on this conversation because Karen is
I'm chopping at the bit. This is all my favorite subjects.
So we have Harry Garavanian from Garavanian Travel.
Good morning.
Good morning again.
Again.
And Paul O'Meara from Globus joining us.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Take it away, Karen.
I cannot wait. All right. A lot of people may not know the name Globus. So what exactly does Globus do?
So, first of all, I'd like to say I want to book Hard Rock now.
Yeah.
Right? After listening to Caitlin and Harry talk about that, I have been to one of their properties as well in Punta Cana. It's everything she and Harry talked about and more. So when I leave here, that might be my first thing is to call Harry.
I was going to say, you know who to call.
And end up down in Punta Cana. So Globus is one of the largest travel companies in total in the world. Been around for 88 years, and we're covering right now 6 continents, about 100 different countries. And there are 4 distinct brands within the Globus family. So 2 of them are escorted tour brands. A brand called Globus, which is the parent company, really, does escorted tours essentially all over the world with guides and tour directors and great drivers and great new motor coaches and again, on 6 continents. We have a secondary division that caters to more of a budget traveler called Cosmos. Same idea as Globus, just with hotels that are a little bit of a lower cost, maybe a few less inclusions for people that are on more of a budget. So those are our 2 escorted brands. We also have an independent travel brand called Monograms, which essentially lets people travel to places like London and Paris and Rome and just have somebody local there for them, but they're on their own for the time that they're there in those cities. And we have a river cruise company called Avalon Waterways, which is up and coming, and I'm sure
we'll spend a little bit of time talking about it.
You have nothing going on.
Yes, we have a lot going
on. So we're gonna go now. So you mentioned the escorted tours. What are the most popular destinations right now?
Yeah, Italy's big. I just returned. You know, Caitlin talked about how she just returned about a week ago. I just got back on Sunday from 18 days in France and Italy. And Italy's huge. It always is big. It's actually, in terms of Europe travel, it's the biggest destination for U.S. citizens. You can't go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can't go to, you know, a family gathering at Thanksgiving or Christmas and not hear about somebody that is either planning a trip to Italy or just came back from Italy, especially in the Northeast. So Italy is huge. We have 12 tours just with Globus in Italy, and 5 of those 12 are in our top 10 sellers. So it's huge, and that's kind of led to some partnering with people like Harry and Gabe at Garavanian, where they're actually holding group space now for a group in September, and they're going to bring some of their lucky clients over to Italy in September of 2016. So Italy's huge. I mean, we could talk about a bunch of different places, but Italy really is the focus now.
I mean, you could go on 10 trips and not hit all of Italy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is so much to see and so much diversity, whether you want ocean, you want mountains, you want the wine, you want the cooking, you want history, you want art, no matter what you're looking for, you have it.
So my tour, the one that I just did, I came back, it started on the 1st of November, and I returned, like I said, on the 8th. We actually started in Rome, so we were in Rome for 3 days, and you get to see, you know, Rome is such an iconic city. I mean, you have the Forum and the Colosseum and all the really cool things to see in Rome that are bucket lists for so many people. Mm-hmm. So we were there for 3 nights, and then we ended up in Florence for a night. We visited a cool little spot, a mountaintop village called Orvieto on the way up to Florence, which is just, it's been around for 1,000 years, and you walk into cafes and you just see some of the history and you see some of the original castle buildings and things like that. And we left Florence, we were up in Venice for a couple of days. We took a ride around the Venice Lagoon and had dinner at an island in the Venice Lagoon called Burano, which is just an unbelievable little spot that going to Venice, you'd never think that that's kind of part of Venice being so crowded, have so many people, so many great things to see. And then you go to this little island that has 800 inhabitants and you're having dinner in the middle of Venice Lagoon. And we ended up in Milan. So we got to see a little bit of the Alps, a little bit of the fashion capital of Italy. We were up in Lake Como for a day. Everybody asked for Clooney's house, which we didn't get to see. So it was just
a Jeopardy question last night.
Yeah, Lake Como. We actually did get to see his house. He wasn't there. Unfortunately, a lot of the people on the tour were disappointed by that. But But that is, like you said, that is one itinerary out of the 12 that we offer, and one of the shortest. Most of them are 10, 12, 14 days. This one happened to be 8.
Paul, I was just going to jump in for one. One of the benefits of Globus is, like, when you go to the Vatican, being part of the tour company, these lines are like 3-4 hours long. Paul, obviously they cut it where they can go ahead of the line.
Yeah, the happy lines.
The happy lines.
You have the fast pass.
We do, yeah. And I'll tell you, you have not seen a line until you've seen the Colosseum or you've seen the Sistine Chapel or the Vatican or St. Peter's Basilica in May or June, where the line can be 3, 4, 5 hours long if you don't have that. We do so much business in so many countries around the world that's kind of a hallmark of our Globus, Cosmos, and Monograms land brands, is that part of the admission price is being able to skip the line. So it really, for the Disney folks out there, it is a fast pass in Europe, which is almost unheard of. To give you an idea, we were there at the Vatican Museum. Groups come in the backside of the Vatican Museum, for anybody that's been there before. That line usually is between 2 and 3 hours long, even mid-season like we are now. And we're in 15 minutes. While other tour companies were standing there with their guests waiting that hour or 2 hours. It's just a great way to...
That's priceless.
Yeah. And that you can see priceless. More that way. You can see right. more because you're not waiting in line at St. Peter's. You can now get to these cool little kind of off-the-beaten-path, like, you know, spending a little time at the American Embassy on the Via Veneto and seeing some of these great spots.
And you're not frustrated.
Yeah.
You're really enjoying taking in all the ambience, the sights, the history. Yeah. So the whole trip is so exciting and what you've dreamed of.
Now, if you love lines, that just isn't the thing for you.
Yeah.
You
know?
If you love lines, there's not much we can do to make you happy for that. But I don't know anybody that loves waiting in line for anything.
I can agree with that. And you also offer the Monograms, which is people who don't want to tour with a group. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Monograms came about in 2003. The thought was, you know, what's the old saying? It's Tuesday, we must be in Brussels, or, you know, whatever the old tour saying was from the 50s and 60s. It got to a point in the early 2000s, late 90s and early 2000s, where independent travel was gaining more popularity, especially as U.S. citizens became more comfortable traveling to the big cities in Europe. I mean, let's face it, there are a lot of places around the world where U.S. citizens, it's not their first choice to travel. Europe is not one of those places. Everybody wants to go to London and Paris and Amsterdam and Rome and Madrid and Barcelona and Munich. And the idea was that not everybody wants to travel with a group of between 30 and 35 people. And not everybody needs to be handheld from point to point. I like traveling like that, but I also understand that not everybody does. So what we did with Monograms is we basically took the best of, you know, Harry just mentioned with the happy lines. We took that. We took our great guides who might be not necessarily willing to do a 7, 8, 9 day escorted tour, and we put them in the hotels that we use in these cities as local. We call them local hosts.
Oh, nice.
So essentially, on a Monograms package, it's not just a couple of nights hotel. You fly into London, you try to figure out your way into one of the biggest cities in the world. We essentially meet you at the airport. We have the little sign that has your name on it. We bring you into the hotel that you're staying at. We give you our cell phone number. The local host gives you their cell phone number. They do a half day of sightseeing in each of these cities, but then you're on your own to do what you want, always knowing that you have that local host that's part of kind of your local entourage. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody that maybe isn't guiding you step by step, but is there when you need them. So that gained huge popularity, and now Monograms packages are not just in Europe. They're actually all over the world. Some of our best-selling packages in South America are actually Monograms packages. So,
very cool.
And that really is, you know, 10, about 11 and a half years old.
Wow.
So big, gaining a lot of esteem with that. So,
we only have a few minutes left, if you can believe that.
Yes.
So,
I knew I was going to go on forever.
No, there's just so much to talk about. So what else is hot in the travel world right now?
River cruising.
You want to talk about river cruising? Yes, yes.
Yeah. So river, I would say, you know, destination-wise, obviously Italy and some of these places are fantastic. But river cruising, when you talk about the hottest segment in the travel industry right now, it's river cruising. It is such a fantastic experience and so different than the major ocean lines. Some of the ocean cruises you're talking about, you know, 2, 3, 4,000 people on board, and it's about the experience on board for the ocean lines. The river cruising is about getting to all those small little towns. I happen to be on an Avalon Waterways river cruise in France where we did the Seine River. We started and ended in Paris, and we went all the way up to Normandy. And it was about these small little French towns where the river cruises, and our ships are essentially all new, 2013 and newer. The largest one only holds 166 passengers. So wow. to be able to pull right in to these great little towns and dock right in the city center and just walk off the boat, the food is all top-notch. The rooms are absolutely unbelievable. Anybody that's used to a certain type of ocean cruise cabin, this is a little bit different than that. But river cruising is just through the roof right now. We actually have 18 ships total. 14 of those 18 are in Europe. We're adding two more in 2016. It's just a fantastic way to travel for people that that have maybe done some of the higher-end ocean cruises that Harry and Gabe are selling to their clients now, but want something with a few less people and a little bit higher quality overall experience.
Very personable. I mean, you really get to know your captain. You get to know the people in housekeeping, the service, first name basis. They know you. They know what you like. They'll make recommendations knowing what your tastes are. It is just so personal. Mm-hmm. It's fabulous. And I think the rooms are far better and bigger than on cruises.
Caitlin was right. You should self-travel.
Yeah. I think your wheels are spinning like, okay, yeah, when I retire, this is
it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is. You see, right on the nose. You hit it exactly. It really is a very personal way to travel. I actually have some videos and pictures from my trip of spending time up in the wheelhouse with the captain, spending time in the kitchen with the chef. I had dinner with the cruise director. There's a cruise director that oversees all the activities. Just a great, sophisticated way to travel without breaking the bank.
So we only have about 30 seconds left. So specials and contact information.
Yeah, Harry's going to give you the contact info because, like Caitlin, most of our bookings as a company, you know, we're about a $750 million company. About 95% of that comes via travel agency partners like Gabe and Harry at Garavanian. So my job is to work with them. The best specials right now, one for Avalon is up to $3,000 a couple off for 2016, and the one for Globus is a 10% discount off of Europe and North America. Both of them are booked by either December or early January. Gabe and Harry have all the details.
Thank you. Yep. And what's your contact information?
And you can call Harry or Gabe at Garavanian Travel, 978-251-2868, or www.garavanian.com. One last bit of information. On all these vessels, they're less than 5 years old. So these vessels are all state-of-the-art and top-notch. So I didn't want to...
No. Thank you so much, and thank you for tuning in to Chamber Chat today on 980 WCAP, where everybody gets it.